What is good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Untamed. You know who it is. It's your boy, Bubba.
Coach Belden.
Man, it's been quite some time since our last episode last week. You know, we'll start it off again just right. Got a few things to talk about this episode. Got some NBA, college football, NFL starting up this week. So, you know, just going to get right into it. NBA, down to eight teams here. We got the semifinals for each conference. Start off in the East, man. You know, the Heat looking real good. You know, when you said they came to play in the bubble, they really did come to play in the bubble. They up 3-1 on the number one seed Bucks. I don't honestly see them coming back. I mean, I think they're going to put it away tonight for the final game.
Yeah, they should do it tonight, man. I think the other night, man, when Giannis went out, that kind of hurt the Heat because their defensive focus is to make him shoot jump shots. And, you know, with him not coming down shooting jump shots and having the team, you know, kind of spread the ball out, I think that kind of hurts, you know, the Heat. So it's going to be interesting to see tonight what's going to happen. What defensive, you know, set adjustments do they make?
True. And surprisingly, Giannis didn't play game 4. And the Bucks won. So, I mean, I don't know if it was just pure luck, you know, the Heat giving a little freebie. You know, that happens from time to time. But, hey, we'll see what happens tonight. Who puts it away? I mean, Lakers and Rockets 1-1 right now. You know, first game, Rockets came out shooting, came to play. Lakers bounced back with a win. I mean, I feel like this one's going to go to game 7, to be real with you. I mean, it's going to be tight series, two really good teams with really good players on both sides of the court. So, I mean, it's going to be going. I just know that for sure.
I think the Rockets can pull this series off, but James Harden has to play defense. And Russell Westbrook, he has to understand he can't hurt his team.
Yeah.
He's playing a lot of selfish basketball right now.
And then, you know, we got some games tomorrow. We got the Celtics and Raptors. Clippers, Nuggets. You know, the Celtics up 3-0 as well. Oh, no, they were up 2-0 as well. I'm sorry. And then they let the Raptors come back 2-2. Celtics won the last game tomorrow night. We got a chance to put it away. I mean, it's also been a close one. I'm surprised that the Raptors are still in. I know the Celtics were going to dominate because, you know, it's the Celtics, man. They got a good team overall. I think they're going to put that one away. Clippers and Nuggets. I don't know. Something about the Nuggets, man. I don't think they got it. I mean, all they got is Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr. He's a flop. Thought he was going to do something in Missouri. He didn't do nothing. He was trash. He still is trash. So Clippers gonna put it away with Kawhi and Paul George, man. That's all I can say.
I can understand where you're coming from, but if the Nuggets gotta shoot themselves into a game. If they're not shooting well, they shoot themselves out of a game. So if the Nuggets, you know, if they stay consistent in their shooting, like they did the first night, I really think they can surprise, you know, a lot of folks and pull this upset. But if they're not shooting good, I don't think they're a good enough team to beat, you know what I'm saying?
The Nuggets weren't even supposed to get out of the first round. The Jazz should have won. But, you know, Jamal Murray had to step it up and got the Nuggets that first series win. And now they're in the semis and they ain't looking too hot. So, we'll see what happens. It's still – Clippers are up a 2-1. I mean, we still got plenty of ball left for Denver to try and come back and do something.
Yeah. And the Clippers just have so much firepower. But it's hard to be shooting. It's hard to be the team that can shoot, you know. It just is, man, because, you know, if you go 2, it's go 3.
Yeah.
If you get to 4, they pick. It just starts separating the score if a team is on. So it's going to be an interesting series, but I really think that's Clippers all the way because, you know, it's hard to be consistent as a three-point shooter or a three-point shooting team. Now, that other team, the Boston-Toronto series, I'm very, very interested in just the coaching in that game because Boston should just come out of this game and just run through the Raptors. But the Raptors coach, he makes so many good adjustments in game that he just always keeps them competitive.
And what's crazy is that the Celtics could have been up 3-0 in that game, that one game where the Raptors guard hit that late shot with literally 0.5 left on the clock to win the game for him. I mean, simple, and they weren't even defending it right. They had everybody up in the corner where they were inbounding it, and if you at least had someone in the back, you know, paying attention, or at least somebody knew he was right there, they could easily won the game because Celtics literally had that little dunk right there, 0.5 left, bang, call timeout. And then you give up the game winner, 3-0. That's more momentum. Game series could have been over with by now. But
yeah,
Celtics still got a chance to finish it out. They up 3-2.
Yeah, you're right. But, man, the Celtics is playing so many guys, so many minutes. You know, five of their guys are playing 35-plus minutes a game. Then you got the Raptors who are spreading out their time. You know, they don't have nobody who played over 30 minutes in the last game. You know, you got Siakam, he 29 minutes, you know. That's the most minutes somebody's playing on a Raptors team. So, man, Boston had to do a lot, had to spend a lot of energy to stay in that game. So, man, it's interesting to see how it's going to play out. Because with the numbers Boston Celtics are playing, I mean, the minutes the Boston Celtics are playing right now, without a deep bench, can you keep it up?
Yeah. But, you know, NBA, see how it goes. We got games tonight and tomorrow, so we'll see how it goes. But let's move on to some college football. Already starting. There's been some crazy games. There's been some close games. Some crazy games. BYU blowing out Navy 55-3. You know, Army blowing out Middle Tennessee 42-0. Marshall blowing out Eastern Kentucky 59-0 with that starting freshman quarterback. SMU playing Texas State. I mean, it was a decent game. I figured SMU would do a little bit better. But yeah, some of those games, I mean, it's college football. I mean, it's not no Power 5 D1, but it's D1. Something to watch, something to see. And it's, and some of the score shows, you know, what teams were actually ready to compete this season and some teams that weren't. And yeah, it's sad to see that, you know, people are already getting blown out week one like that.
Yeah, you're right. But it's you know, due to you know, COVID-19, man, some coaches are siding on the side of caution than they are with their traditional, you know, same practice modes. And the one game I think that stands out more than anybody is BYU versus Navy. The way that both sides of the ball for BYU, the Lions, man, they controlled the line of scrimmage the whole game.
They was firing on all cylinders, man.
Oh, man, all cylinders, man. They look like a top 25 team versus Navy. And it's hard to say how good or how bad Navy is because, hey, were y'all really ready for this game? Because it didn't look like it at all.
Yeah.
Navy is known tackling and discipline and consistency, and they did not show that none of the night. But with the flip side of that is, Army came out, and I'm talking about thrash Middle Tennessee. And it was pretty much the same thing, up front football.
That triple option, man. All it was, they were just running and gunning.
Yeah. But that's the thing. The triple option is not made to really put up 42 points. But, I mean, it boiled down to just pretty much blocking and tackling. You know, those two blowouts boiled down to blocking and tackling.
Came down to who was willing to get up in them trenches and start getting it.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I think the Marshall Eastern Tennessee game, man, I mean Eastern Kentucky, my fault. Eastern Kentucky, that was I really don't think, you know, Eastern Kentucky was ready for that game. Not saying that the coaches didn't get them prepared, but man, Marshall did anything and everything they wanted to do in that game.
Yes, sir, man, that freshman kid, man, Grant Wells, 300 yards, 4 TDs, just throwing it, man. I was watching the highlights of that game, man. That kid was flying. Kid was just letting it go.
Man, and I don't know where this kid come from because I hadn't heard nothing about him, but he has a big arm. Man, he has a big arm.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But then you had some very competitive games that was good. Central Arkansas, you know, they was very competitive. SMU, Texas State, I was very surprised by Texas State coming up and showing up and playing like they played. Very competitive game there. Arkansas State, Memphis was a very competitive game, you know. And either South Alabama versus Southern Miss. I didn't see South Alabama stepping up and playing ball like they did this game.
Yeah.
I really did. And even the the Division I AA school, you know, Houston Baptist, very competitive against North Texas, even though it didn't start off like that. But they got back in the game, put up some points. And then Stephen F. Austin traveling out to UTEP. That was I'm proud of SFA coming from East Texas and going out there and competing.
Yeah, this week we got some more Big 12 ACC ball. Oklahoma playing Missouri State. Clemson got Wake Forest. Texas got UTEP. Notre Dame's playing Duke. Syracuse playing North Carolina. Iowa State against Louisiana. Some of the more, you know, bigger schools, Miami with UAB, Florida State, Georgia Tech, just more games because, I mean, there's not all the conferences are playing, especially the Power 5 conferences. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see, I mean, other bigger schools if they're really prepared to play.
Yeah, I think some of them going to be like true blowouts, but I'm interested in that Duke-Notre Dame game. Duke-Notre Dame, Syracuse versus North Carolina. Man, the ACC, man, they jumping right into it and going at it.
Oh, yeah.
Georgia Tech, Florida State, man.
Especially for Notre Dame, since normally they only play independent schools, I can see this as an advantage for them because they normally don't play a lot of the Power 5 schools. They'll probably play one or two in the beginning of the season, and then they'll just play a bunch of scrub independent schools like Navy and BYU and all kinds of other people. And now that they joined the ACC this year, this is going to be very helpful for them. So they get real competition. Because, I mean, when they get into the bowl games and the college football playoff, I mean, they ain't seen talent like that all year long. So I think this is going to be good for them. that they joined the ACC this year. Really good competition. You know, just get an edge and actually play some real competitive ball. And actually, hopefully, they win some games this year. They're ranked 10 right now. And we'll see how they do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's gonna be very interesting. Because that's one thing that I've always not liked about Notre Dame. One week you're playing one of the top teams in the nation and you're playing on NBC. And then the next week you turn around and you're playing somebody who, I mean, it's just a traditional game. You know, no, let's say you play somebody consistent in a nice conference, play consistently every single week against hard competition.
Yeah.
Let's see how you come out.
Yeah.
Now, you know, one game that I know that nobody's probably caring about, but I'm really going to keep an eye on, Kansas versus Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, it's going to be a first game. I'm expecting Kansas to win, honestly. Second year under Les Miles, got to at least make a jump, at least win more than 3-4 games.
You're right. But these are the games that Kansas lose. That's what I'm like.
I know, and it's sad, and that's why I'm expecting them to win. Honestly, my expectations are higher for them this year.
Okay, how many points do you think they could put up? What would be your goal to let you know as a fan they are ready to play this year? How many points do you think they need to put up?
They got at least put up more than 30. Show that they're really the, and they can, and defense can give up no more than like 3 touchdowns.
So you think putting up over 30 points and keeping a team under 22 points will show you they're a good team?
Not a good team, but they're making progress. They're making progress I don't know. I mean, Kansas has been the laughing stock of the Big 12 in football since after Coach Mangino got fired in 08. So, I mean, it hasn't been real bright. So, I mean, the expectations are high. I mean, I'm sure they lost some people. I'm sure they gained some people. But Coastal Carolina, they should have blown them out, honestly, like reality. Like, that should be like a 59-14 right there, automatic. But knowing it's Kansas, Who knows what the score is going to be?
Okay. So, is that your upset alert? Because that's mine.
No, that ain't no upset. That's no upset. I'm guaranteeing Kansas will get a win. No upset. Kansas is going to get a win.
Okay. That's my upset alert. I just think like games like this are like trap games for Kansas. If they were playing the University of Texas, I'd give them a chance. Because for some reason, they come to play against teams that they don't supposed to be in the game again. But teams like this, I just historically, they are always set to get trapped and lose. So I'm going Coastal Carolina.
Hey, you go Coastal Carolina, but I'm going to go Kansas.
Okay, who would be your upset of the week?
Upset of the week. I say Tulsa beats Oklahoma State.
That game is postponed.
Is it postponed? It's still on for Saturday. Or did they postpone?
No, they're gonna push it back because of COVID testing.
All right. Then I think UTEP will beat Texas.
Okay. Well, we know that's not gonna happen. UTEP at home.
UTEP gonna get a nice win on the road.
Okay. UTEP over Texas.
Yep. I say UTEP over Texas.
Okay. I see the Kansas guy trying to get back at the Texas guy.
Yeah, so man. Yeah, like you like that? Yeah, you like that?
I like it.
All right, let's move on to some NFL Week One. Finally, there was no preseason this year, so man, it's been a long wait for some NFL football. Thursday night, starting it off, Chiefs and Texans in KC. Who you got? Who you think's gonna come out on top?
You know, I gotta go with my Texans.
They don't got D Hop no more.
I can't trip.
So I mean, who's the number one target? Who?
I don't know, but I can't go. I can't go for Mahomes. He went to the White House. Can't go for
him. I mean, they still got Will Fuller. That's all I know. Oh, they got Kenny Stills. I mean, they got David Johnson, but I mean, like, you really think Will Fuller is going to be your number one target? And then who's even their tight end?
Yeah. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I really have honestly been, like, very, very upset with Bill O'Brien. So I haven't really been tuning in to the Texans. I just really feel –
if Texans can run the ball right and chew that clock out, the Texans can win the game. They just got to run the ball and, you know, throw when they need to throw. But run, you just got to run it. Chiefs are not a really run defense team. And if you just keep pounding, you keep pounding the rock, you keep chewing the clock, take them out of the game, you'll get the win.
True. And I think the one thing that gives the Texans an advantage in this situation is Kansas City is not going to be Kansas City this weekend. No, Thursday night in Kansas City is not going to be a true Thursday night in Kansas City.
Oh, no.
The fans are rocking. The stadium is rocking. And you ain't going to have that many people in the stands.
They're only having like 25% of the fan, like of the stadium. So I think it's only like – I want to say, because they can hold, I think if they can hold 70,000, I think. So I think they're only going to have like 12 to 15,000 fans in the stands.
See. We'll see. I think that's a Texans advantage. That crowd is not going to be there. So you can take advantage of that, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean,
a whole lot.
You run the ball, you chew the clock, you take Mahomes' offensive time away, you got the Chiefs right where you want them, honestly, in my opinion.
You're right. But you can never count them out, man.
That's true. You can never count them out, but honestly, that's the only way you can win. The Colts did it. A lot of other teams were doing it, but they just weren't doing it right. But honestly, the Colts did it right with that two-back system they had with Hines and Marlon Mack. That's all they did was just pound the rock and throw it when they needed to throw it, and that's how they won that game Sunday night or Thursday night or whatever it was last year.
Yeah. Right, and this is the best time to beat the Chiefs is at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
If they start getting rolling. It's going to be hard to beat them later on.
That's true. Let's see here. Who else? Who you Cowgirls got week one? Got the Rams Sunday night. All right. Sunday night, Rams Cowboys. What you think, man? I mean, they haven't really heard much about the Cowboys. I know you got insight on whatnot. So how the team looking this year?
What's the talk about? What is the expectation every single year for the Cowboys?
Make the playoffs, make a run, make Jerry Jones happy.
No. We don't care none about no playoffs. We don't care none about no playoff run. At the end of the day, we want that trophy. The Lombardi home is in Dallas, Texas.
It's not going to be at home, and I'm gonna, but it ain't going to be this year.
Why not?
It ain't gonna happen. I don't think your run game is gonna be very good this year.
I don't know about all that. What I'm worried about is the quarterback. I think the run game gonna be fine.
I don't know. I mean, we'll see how CD Lamb does and whatnot, but I don't know. I can see y'all making playoffs. 10-6, 11-5.
10-6, 11-5.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's all right. We don't need to lose 5 games. You lose one each quarter. One out of every 4 games. That's cool. As long as it's not a conference game.
Yeah.
But we gotta go. We gotta.
But I think y'all win week one against the Rams. The Rams aren't gonna be that good this year. So I give y'all a win for that one.
I don't know, man, because we gotta go out to LA. We gotta play that first game out in LA.
That's
man,
true. But they ain't got no run game. They lost Todd Gurley.
That don't mean they don't have no run game.
They ain't got no run game, man. They ain't got no true, real good running back. They ain't got no run game. Who they got at receiver? Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods? Come on, coach. I'm trying to give you the upper advantage. Y'all going to get a win week one. The Rams ain't that good. They're not that team that they were when they had that Super Bowl run. They're not that good.
But that's not Cowboy talk, sir. Oh, yeah, the Rams ain't that good. Y'all going to get a win. No. That's a trap. That's a trap right there.
That ain't no trap game.
We won't. Best team each week.
All right.
We want to knock out the best team each week to make it consistent that we're the best in the league. So starting off and blowing out the Rams, and everybody saying the Rams not that good. No, we don't want to hear that. They're an NFL team. They got to come up with a strategy. They got to execute their strategy.
Yeah.
We just need to execute better than. But we need a huge win. If they're not that good, we need a goose egg on the board. We need one of them BYU versus Navy wins.
You know what
that's what I'm talking about.
You know what I think is a trap game? Your week two game against the Falcons. That's a trap game.
I don't think that's a trap game. Because the Falcons they are nice. They are nice. They got a good passing game. They got a good run game.
They didn't really have they got Todd Gurley now, so I mean they didn't really have a good season last year. So they could try and redeem themselves.
Where are they playing that game at?
It's in Dallas.
Who don't come to Dallas and try to play?
I don't know. Sometimes y'all go to Dallas and sometimes don't play very well.
But that's the problem with actors who live on Broadway. They get used to Broadway. but when you coming to Broadway, when you're an actor just passing through Broadway, this is your big show. You got to show out on Broadway. And I think that's the scary part about playing at home. We just kind of come up last couple days ago because we used to Cowboy Stadium. Other folks come down and be like, look at the lights. Look at the Jumbotron. Oh, man, we got to play today.
Man, you know who's going to come play? The Raiders. Week one in Carolina. Carolina, man, they're both rebuilding teams, but I don't think Carolina got it like that. They are young. They are a very young team. A lot of their team is year one players and retaining a lot of their rookies from last year. They got a new quarterback. They got Teddy. They still got Curtis Samuel, DJ Moore. Greg Olsen left. I don't even know who played running back for them. Oh, Christian McCaffrey. I don't even know why I said that. I totally forgot.
That was my whole reason for saying y'all gonna lose. Y'all can't stop the run.
Hey, we haven't played against him yet, so I'm really interested to see how they're gonna be able to tame him. We haven't played against Christian McCaffrey yet. We played against Teddy, and we haven't played very well against Teddy. Last time we did, but it was a while back, though. So, I mean, it's going to be a whole new game. I don't know. This game, it win or lose, honestly. It's up in the air. Two teams that are still trying to rebuild their programs. This one's up for grabs, honestly, in my opinion.
Man, I see the Raiders starting off 0-3. I'm not going to start paying attention to the Raiders until maybe week 3 or week 4.
Yeah.
And they go up to Buffalo.
You should be paying attention to them week 2 in Las Vegas against the Saints. That is going to be a game. And we're going to win that game. Honestly.
Why would I waste my time to do that?
If we're going to go 1-1. Honestly, the Saints are a really good team. And if we beat them, we just outplayed them. But if they beat us, you know, they beat us. They're a good team. They're a really good team.
Okay. Do you really seriously think y'all going to beat them?
If we beat them, we just outplayed them, like for real. Outplayed them and outcoached them. You just got to be better than them because they got playmakers on the offensive side of the ball. Michael Thomas, yeah. Alvin Kamara, yeah, Drew Brees, Jared Cook. Mm-hmm. You can't hate on them, like for real. I mean, they got playmakers. Taysom Hill. I mean,
who y'all starting quarterback?
Sadly, Derek Carr.
Oh, okay. Well, David Carr versus who?
David Carr. Derek Carr versus Drew Brees.
And then who you say? Michael Thomas?
Michael Thomas. We got some. That's what I'm saying. Like, we just had to outplay them.
What DB going to cover him? Name a DB that's going to cover him, y'all got.
Trayvon Mullen? Damon Arnett.
Oh, okay. Well, by the names you mentioned, we all know how that's going to come out.
Hey, week 3, I'm excited. Week 3, we going into Foxborough playing the new age Patriots with Cam Newton. Hey, I'm ready for that game. That's going to be a good game, too.
I guarantee you that weekend is homecoming weekend in Boston.
Hey, last time Chucky was in the Foxborough when that Tuck rule shit happened, and you know that still irritates him. It irritates me too sometimes. Somebody brings it up. I'm ready for that game.
Well, you don't have to worry about that. Brady ain't there no more, so that Tuck rule probably won't even matter.
Yeah. So week one prediction. Your team taking a dub.
The Cowboys?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's taking the devil. What are you talking about?
Hey, I'm just making sure, man. I'm just making sure.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. I just don't want it to sound easy. I don't like when people say, oh, yeah, I got the Rams. No. We got to go against Aaron Donald.
That's true, too. Yeah.
Yeah. They rated him the number one. The top-ranked player in the NFL. We got to see him. But I still think we're going to get this dub in L.A.
Hey, Cowboys going to get the dub in L.A. Raiders going to get that dub in Carolina. Texas is going to get the dub in KC. It's going to be a start. It's going to be a good weekend to start off. Week one, man.
Who did you say? The Raiders are going to do what?
They're going to get a dub week one against the Panthers.
Oh. So, do you know what time that game is?
It's a noon game.
It's a noon game. So, in L.A., what time would that be on the East Coast?
It's what? 11 o'clock game? 10 o'clock game?
No, man. We talking about four time zones, man. They playing that game at almost 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning. So then,
they're in Carolina.
They're
ahead of time.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
So they
play, gotta go. They gotta go. Huh?
They're playing that game at like what? 3 o'clock? 2 o'clock?
No, they gotta go. They gotta go. They gotta go back in time, bro. We're going from the West Coast to the East Coast.
Yeah.
So if you look at this at East Coast time, that's almost like an 8 o'clock game for them. 8 o'clock in the morning game.
No, it ain't.
Look it up, man. That's gonna be an early game for them.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
Okay.
I don't believe you. But you know what? It's all right, though. It's all right. It don't matter what time, what day, they're going to get a win, no matter what.
Okay. I hear you. I don't see it. But hey, we'll see.
Man, you got anything nice to say to you got anything nice to say to people that listen out there, man? Anything good to say?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you for listening. and you know, sorry for you know the time delay in us, you know, coming and doing this consistently, but you know, we're gonna get back on track. That's mostly on me for moving down here, trying to get adjusted to a new job in a new area. But we're gonna start jumping on this more consistently, and, you know.
Yeah.
Just thank you for working with us and listening.
Yeah.
And being Cowboy fans. I want to thank everybody for being a Cowboy.
Man, we appreciate y'all, man, just being patient with us. You know, time's been a little rough, not having been going our way, but, you know, we're going to get back consistently to it. Just time management, honestly. That's all we're working with right here. Appreciate y'all tuning in every week. All the listeners, all the support we get. You know, keep telling your friends, your family about us, man. We're just trying to get big one episode at a time. Yeah. That's all I got, man. Be safe. That COVID ain't gone away yet. So y'all just be safe, be careful. And see y'all Saturday. All right. You already know who it is, man.
Sounds good.
It's your boy Bubba.
Coach Bubba.
All right, signing off. Peace, y'all.
Peace.